We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is the most exciting you've been for an opening day since?
Yeah,
Give me a blank.
I think it has to be since probably 2017. And even then, it was probably trending downward. But after the World Series year in 2016, look, you're coming off a championship. So you're pumped to continue the celebration. They're wearing the gold lettered jerseys or whatever after the 2015 year. So probably truly 2016.
That was the stuff.
Right, I was here for that. Like a lot of people, you know.
Oh yeah, to watch the flag go up.
You wanted to see that. That was a special. So actually, that's the answer then, because of the ceremony after the World Series. It was probably 2016. But if you separate like just that, then I guess 2017. Think about that. We're in 2024 now, so it has been a very long time. But that's what's exciting about opening day this year.
No, I think that's. I was trying to. I still think 2017 might have held some juice for me. But I still think I'm more excited for this one because by 2017, the problem was the end was near, and we knew the end was near. So I was excited, but for a different reason. Like in 2017, it's like, well, this is the last opening day that any of these guys, any of the ones who are still left, right? This is the last opening day that any of these guys are still going to be on the roster because by the time halfway through the year hits or a year from now hits, for everybody who maybe hadn't left, they're going to be gone soon enough. So it was a somber excitement, if that makes sense. Like, I'm excited to see these guys one more time.
Yeah,
but I also know that this is probably one more time. That's how I felt in 2017. 16, I still thought they might win the World Series again, you know?
I think
there was unbridled optimism then. But for a different reason, 17, but certainly not 18, 19, 21, 22, like, no. And I went to opening day the COVID year. It was me and, like, 14 media members and Slugger. And I was kind of excited for that one because I was like, freakazoid game. There's literally nobody in the stadium. But that one was depressing as hell.
Yeah, for a way to, that was just weird for obvious reasons with that. I think not only is it the rotation and the moves they made this offseason, it's also an opening day right after the team gave out a massive extension and the largest extension in club history.
Yeah.
You know, with Bobby Wood Jr., it's the first game since he's gotten his extension. It's the first game since yes, Michael Wacha, Seth Lugo were signed. You know, there's the offseason in terms of free agent acquisitions, but it's also coupled with knowing that now there's not any doubt and worry. Like the star player, one of the best players in baseball, period, Bobby Wood Jr.
That helps with the
is locked in. And so I think that adds to that, and I think it's pretty obvious he's going to get, once again, like last year, but even more so today, he'll end up with the loudest ovation of any Royals player. I know Vinny's will be loud, too, because it'll be the first time he steps in the batter's box at the K since the injury. But I think, clearly, Bobby Wood Jr., I'm excited for that moment today. If we're talking about individual
moments. Oh, his
individual
cheer
moments.
When he steps to the
yeah,
plate?
Yeah, yeah.
Second hitter,
right
bottom of
the
first.
Contract. Yeah.
I also, it's easy to forget because there's been a whole Chiefs Super Bowl run in that amount of time, so you start forgetting how long it's been since you've been in the K. Baseball's so much fast. Like, I love the speed of the game.
Oh,
I like
pitch clock stuff is one of the best things baseball's ever done. I know we criticize baseball and we criticize Manfred, but boy, oh boy, that last year.
It straight up made the sport better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, there's just no argument. It made the sport better. More enjoyable. This is what's funny about, like, we talked about NFL rule changes and how college was looking to, like, maybe, like, do we need to have more replays? Every sport, when they saw the increased viewership and attendance in their sport, once the game got shorter, should have taken that to heart and been like, okay, real quick, NFL, how do we make our sport shorter? Because I understand we get a lot of eyeballs now, the most in the country. We could have more. We could have even more if we found a way to truncate part of this system down into a more fine number. And baseball was as simple as baseball used to be played the way it's played now. It wasn't that complicated. We just let people slowly Nomar Garcia Parra it to death to the point that you weren't stepping into the plate until you had adjusted your gloves 67 times, tapped the plate 94 times, and then stepped into the dish.
Yeah, no, I mean, it got to be ridiculous. And so that was the we experienced it last year, of course, for the first time, but that was fantastic, and that continues to be something that's going to be nice. You have a better idea when this game first pitched 3:10 right here on 6:10. You got a good idea when you're getting out of the ballpark these days versus before. I mean, it could have been 7:30. You never would have known.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.